good. How are you doing?
Really, really good. How are things in Eckville this morning?
It's a little windy, but that's okay.
It's springtime in Alberta.
Yep.
Ian Tyson sang it best, didn't he? I'll stop doing that. So I was perusing through Instagram the other night, and I see this young lady singing Sunny in 75. I'm like, I love that song, because it's a Joe Nichols classic as far as I'm concerned. And then I'm like, hang on a second. This young lady is opening for Joe Nichols Friday nights in Bonnyville.
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. I'm guessing you haven't pinched yourself for fear that you might wake up.
I guess it'll hit me whenever I actually get on stage. Then I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening.
Pretty wild, eh, when you get to open up for, you know, somebody you may have listened to when you were younger? And somebody who's been around for a long, long time.
Yes, I'm so, so excited to be doing this. I love all of his songs. I've always been a fan, so this is really cool.
I can only imagine how excited you are. Let's talk about your set. Are you doing acoustic? Have you got a full band?
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing all original songs that I've written. I will be singing 5 songs. They'll be acoustically, so very intimate, and yeah.
As an artist, is there a lot of pressure doing an acoustic set because it's just you and the guitar?
Yeah, sometimes it's a little scary doing it, but you know what? That's the best way for people to hear you and your voice. It's just all eyes on you.
And they realize, hang on a second, this Berlin is the real deal.
Yes.
But I would think having that kind of that safety blanket behind you when you've got a band is so much easier.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Let's talk about your spring. What have you got lined up?
So I have a lot of different summer gigs. One that's coming up actually in Rocky Mountain House, the Battle of the Rockies is a cool one that I'm doing.
Oh, cool. Tell me about the Battle of the Rockies. Yeah.
So it was my first ever time going to that last year and somehow got my way in there. And now I'm singing this year. So I'm pretty excited about that. I have a new single coming out actually.
Oh.
In the next month and a half.
Give us a little teaser. What's it about?
So the song is called You and Me, and it's written by Lindsay L. I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh, of course I know who Lindsay L. is. Holy smokes, guitar player extraordinaire.
Yes. So she wrote this song with Troy Kokel, and I won it in a competition I did with my recording studio now, MCC, out of Calgary.
You won the chance to actually record the song.
So out of this competition, if you made it to like the semifinals, you would get 2 songs recorded for free.
Wow.
And so I got to do that. I didn't win, but I still got 2 songs out of it. So that's really cool. And this is one of them.
Good for you. Is it a love song? I'm guessing it is.
Yes.
You know what? We need more love songs. I love a good love song.
Yeah, it's a love song. It's basically about never being able to find another person like the one you have.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aw, you're just tugging at my heartstrings, and they're old and nasty, but they're feeling this, and I love that.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Anything else going on? Where can I find you online if I'm like, you know what, I got to keep up to date with what's going on in Berlin's world?
Yeah, I'm always on the go everywhere. I have lots of different gigs. If you just follow me on Instagram or my website, berlin.ca, you can see exactly what I'm doing every other week.
Follow her on the gram. Berlin opening for Joe Nichols tonight at the C2 in Bonnyville. Berlin, have a fantastic show, and I wish you nothing but the best as we make our way through the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.